about 20 seconds early because there's something I need to say on the recording. Chazal tell us, Chachamim hizaru b'divreichem, that Chachamim have to be careful about the way they speak, and I apparently have once again shown my true colors that I am not a Chacham, because last week, apparently I mentioned that I ran into someone who's a Magid Shir Davyomi somewhere else, and that he told me a vart that he thought of, and I disagreed in a very disrespectful way. Someone heard that, found track. I didn't say who the guy was, but figured it out who the guy was, because that's the Yisra of Lashon Hara. If someone could even figure it out, then it's a violation of the Yisra of Lashon Hara. Figured out who the guy was, went over to him and said, you know, Rabbi Leibowitz was totally mevaze you, so and there's no way you could take such a thing back, but I just want to apologize. Here's a person who's moser lev v'nefesh every single day to give a daf yomi shir, even though he works very hard for a living. And didn't disagree in a respectful way. The Ritcha D'Oraisa that's appropriate in the Beis Medrash is not always appropriate online in terms of how one disagrees with someone else. Certainly never intended to be Mevaza Talmud Chacham, and for that I sincerely apologize. So hopefully whoever chapped it last time and found him will chap it this time and find him as well. Okay, today's daf is Zvachim Daf Mem Vav. I apologize for the delay. Today's Daf Zvachim Daf Mem Vav. We're holding, I believe, on the top of Daf Mem Vav Amin Aleph already. We are at the second line of the page on Daf Mem Vav Amin Aleph. The first thing the Gemara is going to try to do is to prove that Dam is not subject to Me'ila before Zrika, that even before Zrika's Hadam, it's not subject to Me'ila. And the Raya is going to be based on a Hekish that Dam is not subject to Me'ila Li'achar Zrika. How do I know Dam is not subject to Me'ila La'achar Zrika? Because Ein L'chadov Shnasas Mitzvah, so once the mitzvah is already done, there's no such thing as me'ila. So the Gemara says, and how do I know that? So we're going to have a Shnei Ksuv Naban Ke'echad that teaches me that rule. Then the Gemara is going to bring a source to exclude Dam from Nosar, Tuma, and Pigul as well. Not only is Dam excluded from the Isur Me'ila, it's excluded from the Isurim of the Chiyuvim of Nosar, Tuma, and Pigul as well. Then the Gemara is going to discuss on the very bottom of the page, going over Talmud Beis, why it is that the Torah has to tell me three separate times that if you eat a carbon shlamim bituma, that you're chayav kares. Why isn't one time enough? And then we're going to have a machlokas amarayim, whether the machlokas tanaim that we have about the chiyuv on achila bituma is a machlokas about eating while you are tamei, or machlokas about the halacha that you're not allowed to eat while the kadshim is tamei, even if you are tahar. And then toward the bottom of the page of Amud Beis, we're going to have the Mishnah of l'shem shishu dvarim azevach nizbach, that there are six separate kavanos of Lishma that are necessary when it comes to carbon. Six separate kavanos, I shouldn't say Lishma, six separate kavanos that a person has to have when they bring a carbon. And then at the very end of the daf, we're going to bring a source for the idea of a psul misasek by kavanos, that a certain level of kavanos is needed to even just know what you're doing, that there's such a notion called misasek, where you don't even realize what you're dealing with. You think that it's a behemas chulin, you don't even realize that it's a behemas kachim. So we're going to bring a source for that notion as well. So again, let's begin. Second line from the top, chutz min hadam. So says Gemara Minan immediately, how do I know that dam is not subject to the isu, to the Isser of Nosar and Tuma? So Amar Ula Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says, Va'ani nasatav lachem shalachem yehe. Pasuk says that the Dam of the Korban is not subject to Me'ila, that it's lachem yehe. So we're going to see at the end of the Sugya, on the bottom of the Amud, how that relates to Nosar and Tuma, how we know from there that it's also not subject to Nosar and Tuma. But first we have to establish that it's not subject to Me'ila, because the Pasuk says, shalachem yehe. Debei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, Amar Kra lechaper, lechaparin esativ velo lemeila. That in the by the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shmuel, they taught that it's the fact that the pasuk says that the dam is lechaper, meaning the dam, the whole idea that the Torah considers the dam to be kachim is in that it has the koach mechaper, it has the ability to be mechaper, but it is not considered kachim insofar as the Isser Me'ila goes. So it is not subject to Me'ila. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Omer Kra, who? Who lifnei kapara, kila achra kapara? Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's the pasuk that says, who? To tell me that the dam before kapara has the same status as the dam after kapara. Ma achar kapara ein bo mi'ila, af lefnei kapara ein bo mi'ila. Just like it's obvious, the Gemara assumes it's obvious that after kapara there's no din mi'ila on dam, so to before kapara there's no din mi'ila on dam. Eim la achar kapara ki lefnei kapara, says Gemara, maybe, yeah, there is a hekesh between dam before kapara and dam after kapara, but maybe we're learning the hekesh backwards and we're saying, oh, just as it's obvious that liachar kapara there's no mi'ila lefnei kapara, there's also no mi'ila, maybe it should be the opposite. We should say that just as it's obvious that lefnei kapara there is mi'ila, liachar kapara there should also be mi'ila. Seim la achar kapara ki lefnei kapara, ma lefnei kapara yesh bo mi'ila, af liachar kapara yesh bo mi'ila. So even if you're going to have this hekesh, who told you to learn the hekesh in that direction? Maybe you should learn the hekesh in the opposite direction. The Ritva says, and why would I assume to learn the hekesh in the opposite? Meaning, you can only ask this as a kasha if there's a more compelling reason to learn the hekesh in the direction of saying that it should be subject to mila even liachar kapara. So the Ritva says, yeah, because there's a klal in shas that whenever you have a hekesh that can go in either direction, l'chumra o l'kula, the rule is l'chumra makshinan v'lo l'kula. We make a hekesh l'chumra and not a hekesh l'kula. In fact, Sfasemes raises the question what the Hava Amina was. What was the Makshan even thinking if he knew the klal? Excuse me, let's see the answer first. The Gemara gives the answer. No, you know how I know to make the hekesh in the direction of kula and to say that just like liachar kapara there's no mi'ila, so to lefnei kapara there's no mi'ila, and not to say it in the direction of chumra, that just as lefnei kapara there is mi'ila, so to liachar kapara there is mi'ila, because you can't come to the conclusion that liachar kapara there is mi'ila, because there's no such thing as a davar shenasas mitzvaso, that when the mitzvah is done on something, that it's still going to be subject to mi'ila. So that can't be the result of this discussion. So it's obvious that liachar kapara there's not going to be mi'ila, and memeila lefnei kapara there's not going to be mi'ila either. So Sfasemis just wonders what the hava mina was, because if the shoel was aware of the rule so then there wouldn't be a kasha, because that's the Gemara's answer, meaning if it knew the answer it wouldn't have asked the kasha. And if it was unaware, if the shoel was unaware of the rule, so he wanted to say that the pasuk is coming to tell me that liachar kapara is kilifnei kapara, well, why do I need a pasuk to tell me liachar kapara is kilifnei kapara? According to his svara, there's no reason to be mechalik between achar kapara and lefnei kapara. Meaning, what's the whole reason to think that there might be a difference between the achar kapara and lefnei kapara? Is because once it's nasas mitzvaso, that's when mi'ila goes away. Mi'ila goes away once you're done, once you did all everything you have to do. But if you don't even know that yet, if you're not aware of that svara yet, of elchadavish nasas mitzvaso umalimbo, so then why, on what basis would you assume that there would be a different halacha lifnei kapara than there is liachar kapara? So the Sfasemes works hard to try to explain what the hava amina is, because that's what we do in shas. When there's a hava amina, we work hard to try to explain what the hava amina is. So Sfasemes says that he understood that hu is not an extra word, and the limud is just from the mashmaus. Who is Bavi Yasa Yehei? So he asks, how do I know the pasuk is telling me that lefnei kapara leachar kapara? Maybe it means leachar kapara lefnei kapara, not mikach the drasha, because in Ochinami there would be no need for a drasha. So anyway, so says Gemara, but wait, you just told me a rule that ein l'chadavar shenas mitzvasa umolin bo, that there's no such thing that once the mitzvah's already done, that it would still be subject to Me'ila. That's a klal. Ritva happens to raise the question, b'shem Tosfos, where do we see such a klal? Based on what? Where do we have, is this a dinda raisa? That once nasa mitzvaso, that there's no more Me'ila? And the Ritva says, and don't tell me that the makar is from the fact that we're going to see soon that there's shnei k'suvin aboyin ke'echad, that there are two exceptions, two places in the Torah where nasa mitzvaso, and it's still subject to Me'ila. So that's Megala, that everywhere else it's it's not subject to Mila. That can't be the basis for the whole idea, because in this stage of the Gemara is not yet aware of the Shnei Ksuvin, Haba and Ke'echad. That's only going to come up later in the Gemara. So the Ritva quotes from Rashi, who explains the reason is that Kaldav Shnatz Mitzvah Emolin Bo is because once it's Natsas Mitzvah, so it's no longer called Kachay Hashem. Something only has the status of Kachay Hashem when there's still something that needs to be done, L'shem Hashem. But if there's nothing else that needs to be done with it, it's not Kachay Hashem. Then he quotes from the Ri that the source of Chatos, the source is from Chatos HaMesos, because the Medrash and Taurus Kohanim, Darshans from the Pasuk, V'nosen Oso, to be Mema'id Chatos HaMesos, from Mi'ila. So from there we learn that anything that's not Royal Mitzvaso is not subject to Mi'ila. But anyway, so we have this klal, the Kol Dav Shnas Mitzvaso, in Kol Dav Shnas Mitzvaso Umolim Bo. So below, is there really no such thing as something that the mitzvah was already done with it, and yet it's still subject to Mi'ila? Very Trumas HaDeshen. What about the Trumas HaDeshen that they take from the Mizbeach every day, and they put it on the eastern side of the ramp of the Mizbeach? It's Asr Bahana'a, even though it's already Nasas Mitzvah. So you see clearly that even that after it's already done, it's Asr Bahana'a. The Lashon of the Pasuk by Trumas HaDeshen is V'samo Eitz Al HaMizbeach. So the Gemara Darshan's V'samo means Shelo Yifazer, that you put it down in a way so gently that it shouldn't scatter, that the ashes shouldn't scatter. Why? Because the ashes have to stay on that spot until they get absorbed in the ground. So you see that there is an Isra Na'a. So since the Isra Na'a is because of the Kedusha, there's the assumption, Rashi says, is that there must be Mi'ila as well. That if you have such an Isra Na'a, Mimela, there must be a Din Mi'ila as well. That's not agreed upon by everybody. Some of the Rishonim say, no, we're using the term Mi'ila, but it just means Isra Na'a. You don't necessarily learn Mi'ila. It's interesting that the word visamo is what teaches us shalei spazer. The Gemara has two drashas from visamo. That should be, you should put it in benachas and shalei spazer, meaning it's really the same, one and the same. You put it benachas, you put it softly, shalei spazer, so that it doesn't scatter. But there's a beautiful Torah Tamima in his Sefer Tosefes Bracha in this past week's parsha in the Birchas Kohanim. That what does it say? The Yaseim Lecha Shalom, right? Why does he use Lashem the Yaseim? It should be Vinoseim Lecha Shalom. Hashem should give you Shalom. Let's be Yaseim. He says, because apparently Lashem of Sima is Benachas and Shalom Yispazer. He says, very often when we find Shalom between the Jewish people, it's because of one of two motivations. Either because we're at different ends of the earth, so as long as I don't have to live with them, I love them. You know, I love the Jews in Israel as long as I don't have to live with them in the same. But when we get too close, all of a sudden, oh, they're different than me. I don't like them. They don't. So that's one time that we find ahava, as long as there's like a safe distance. And another time that we find ahava is when there's a lachatz, when someone, we have a common enemy, when someone's attacking us. When there's, so he says v'yaseim l'cha shalom shelo yispazer, even when you're not scattered, when you're together, and even when things are benachas. That's the true test of shalom, that when you have both of those things, that's the definition of shalom. Right? That's drush. But so says the Gemara, okay, so you see, Trumas HaDeshen, even la'achash nasis mitzvah, so it's still subject to Mi'ilah. So it says, well, you're right, but Trumas HaDeshen is an exception, and it's not the only exception. Mishum Davi Trumas HaDeshen u'big day kuhuna shnei k'suvin haban kechad. The big day lavan of the Kohen Gadol that he would wear, lefnei v'lefnim, and Yom HaKippurim, is also something that's nasas mitzvah, so, and is still subject to Mi'ilah, because shnei k'suvin haban kechad in melamdin. And when you have a halacha mentioned in one place, so you assume mematzino binyanav, you apply that same rule to Kala Tarukula. But when you have it taught in two separate places, we assume that those are the exception, they're not the rule. So it's true, Trumas HaDeshen and Big Day Kuna, even after Nasas Mitzvah, so they're subject to Mi'ilah, but because of it's in two places, we know that that's the exception, that's not the rule. Everywhere else, once Nasas Mitzvah, so it's no longer subject to Mi'ilah. Says Gemara, Hanicha L'Rabbanan, Da'amri V'hinicham Sham, Melamit Shetunim Geniza. So this works very well according to the Rabbanan, who say that that by begadim that the Kohen Gadol wore in Yom HaKippurim, Pasuk says v'nicham sham. So we learn from there that it's asur v'anah. You need to put them in geniz. There's nothing you could do with them anymore. So then you could say yes, big dekuna is part of this shnei k'suvin abayim kechad together with Trumas Hadeshen. El Rabbi Dosa, Damar Mutar Sein Kohen Hedyot. But if you hold like Rabbi Dosa, that the big day Kohen Gadol in Yom HaKippurim are usable again, you could use them for a regular weekday. A Kohen Hedyot is able to use them for a regular day. Ublavach Leishayim Shvel Yom HaKippurim Acher. V'nichem Shem just means that the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to use them on a subsequent Yom HaKippurim, but a Kohen Hedyot is allowed to use them during the year. Well, then, Ma'ikel Meimer, obviously, it's not subject to Me'ila if we're going to allow a Kohen Hedyot to use it on a day that's not Yom HaKippurim. So then it turns out that only Trumas Hadeshen is something that's nas mitzvaso and still subject to mila. And if you have only one source, then that should be good enough to teach us everywhere. That should be that should be through a binyanav. That should teach us everywhere that there's such a thing that even after nas mitzvaso, something is subject to mila. So says Gemara, mishum David Shum Sedeshen, the egla aruf hashnek suvnaba in kechad. No, there's another din where we're also told that even after nas mitzvaso, something is still subject to mila, and that is by egla arufa. And anytime you have Shneik Subam Kechad, they are exceptions, they are not the rule, so therefore the rule is still once Nasus Mitzvaso, Mi'ila goes away. Says Gemara Hanich Leman Yamrei Melamdin. That's very good if you hold that the way to darshan the Torah is that there is such a midah shatar and dreshes ben that shneik suvin rabban kechad is ein melamdin, that you're not able to be melamdin from shneik suvin leman yamar melamdin ma'ikel meimer. But there is another shita that holds that you can be melamid from shneik suvin rabban kechad, that it's only when you have three suvin rabban kechad that you cannot be melamid. So what's going to be the source of the idea that any time nasas mitzvaso something is no longer subject to mi'ila if it can't be from the combination of Trumas Hadeshen and Egla Arufa? So the Gemara suggests that there are that both of these sources have a specific miut to tell me not to be melamed. Meaning, even if you hold Shneik Suvin Abayim Kechad in general can be melamed to the rest of Kol HaTorah, but if in these two places there's a specific extra word to tell me not to be melamed from these places, there's something in them that tells me that they are the exception, then they in fact are the exception. Well, trei miyutim ksiv, there are two miyutim that it says in the Torah. Hacha bayegla arufa, it says ksiv ha arufa. It says ha arufa, it doesn't say arufa, it says ha arufa. So it sounds like dafka, this is asur bana after it's nasas mitzvaso, but anything similar, when nasas mitzvaso, it would no longer be asur bana. V'hasam, and by Trumas Hadeshen ksiv visamo, it says visamo, that you place it by the mizbeach. From the fact that the Torah doesn't say v'sam, it says v'samo, that implies that only the Trumas Hadeshen, but nothing else. Only such things are asur bana, lach shnas mitzvaso, but nothing else. And therefore, you can't say that there's a din of mi'ila by dam after zrika, like there is a din of mi'ila by dam lefnei zrika. You have to say the opposite, that just like it's obvious that li'achar zrika, since it's nasas mitzvaso, it's no longer subject to mi'ila, so to lefnei zrika, there's no mi'ila by the dam. So all of that was just to set us up for what we're really trying to learn. What we're really trying to learn is the din of nosar and tuma don't apply to dam. So first we establish that mi'ila doesn't apply to dam, even lefnei zrika, based on the hekesh between dam lefnei zrika and dam li'achar zrika. So now, once the Gemara explains that, so now the Gemara is going to explain why it is that we need all these drushas. The pasuk says that ki nefesh abasar badamu vanina satul chamamzvech lechaper al nafshu sechem ki adamu benefesh yichaper. There are three separate drushas to be mema'id dam from me'ila. There's lechem, lechaper, and who. So I have three separate drushas to be mema'id dam from me'ila. Why do I need three separate psukim to tell me that dam is not subject to mi'ila? Why isn't one miut good enough? Says Gemara, le mi'ila, minosar umituma. three separate drashos to tell me not three times that dam is not subject to me'ilah, but three separate halachos. Dam is not subject to me'ilah, nor to nosar, nor to tumah. So lachem teaches me that, that as far as nosar is concerned, that dam carbon is like all other chulin and not like kachim. It's not subject to nosar. Lechaper teaches me that the isra of achila betumah, that dam is not considered like kachim, except for dam is only considered like kachim insofar as it's mechaper, but not as far as its tumah is concerned. And who teaches me the din of me'ilah, that there's a din of me'ilah, that there's no din of me'ilah even lifnei zrika? So Tosfos raises the question why it is that I need a pasuk to be mema'it dam from the isra of nosar and a pasuk to be mema'it dam from the isra of tumah. I shouldn't have needed two words in the pasuk to teach me both nosar and tumah. Just tell me one of them, and we already had on daf memhei a gzeirah shava of chilul between tumah and nosar. So why can't I utilize that gzeirah shava? Tell me only one of these pasukim, and I'll utilize the gzeirah shava. And Tosfos says, and don't tell me that you can't learn from the gzeirah shava lahakel. You can only learn from the gzeirah shava lahachmir, because previously we did use the gzeirah shava to be makel by kachay akum, to be makel and nosar by kachay akum. So apparently the gzeirah shava can even be used lahakel. So Tosfos suggests that even though you're right, there is a gzeirah shava of chilul chilul, if there only would have been one miut, we would have assumed that that miut only applies to nosar, and I would not have learned tumah from nosar through this gezer shava, because from the pasuk asher heim makdishim li, we learn that there's an isra of tumah even by something that's ein lo matirim, and therefore there would be an isra of tumah even by dam. Meaning a different pasuk would have told me dafka not to use the gezer shava. That's why I need an extra word in the pasuk to tell me that just like dam is not subject to nosar, it's also not subject to tumah. But you know what? We don't need a pasuk for aval pigul, says the gemara lo tzarich kra. I don't need a special drasha to tell me that dam is not subject to pigul. Why not? Ditznan kol sheish lo matirim bein ladam bein lebin. The rule is that something is only subject to pigul if it's yesh lo matirin. There's something else that's matirit, but dam itself is the matir, and therefore memela, it's not so going to be subject to pigul. Now, just going back a little bit, we mentioned about the big day kuhuna, that the Kohen Gadol wears the begadim, and they're never allowed, chachamol, they require gniza. They're never allowed to be used again. The begadim that the Kohen Gadol wore, v'yinicham sham, tunim gniza. Rabbi Dosa disagrees, and he says, Kohen Hedyot is allowed to use them, and it's only coming to tell me that another Kohen Gadol is not allowed to use them on another Yom HaKippurim. The Gemara in Yuma, when it quotes this halacha, and Daf Yubeis, asks on Rabbi Dosa that the begadim that are used for Kedusha Chamura, what do you mean a Kohen Hedyot's allowed to use them on a regular weekday? How could you use them for Kedusha Kala? So that's a broader topic. Do we ever say that you're allowed to take something that was used for a Kedusha Chamura and now use it for a Kedusha Kala? Now it seems not right. Right, can I take an Aron Kodesh and just decide I'm going to use it Stam as a Svarim Shelf, I'll use it at Tol Talesim, something else, Tol Tashmishim Mitzvah. Doesn't seem right. But what if your other option is throwing it out, right? The other option is you put it in Geniza. So is it better to use it for a Kedusha Kala, or is it better not to use it at all? So that's obviously going to relate very much to this machlokas. The Taz writes in Orchaim Simon Kufn and Dalid that if you made a small Aron for a Sefer Torah, to use it Bedarach Harai, you know, as a temporary Aron until you build your big Aron, he says that a lot of places, Bavonoseinu Arabim, the Batei Knesios have been destroyed. He was talking about Gzeres Tach V'Tat, that there were these terrible that our enemies have destroyed our Batei Knesios. So when they were rebuilding the Batei Knesios, they made a small temporary Aron for a Sefer Torah for some amount of time until Yarchav Hashem Gvul Yisrael, until they have the ability to build something bigger, and then they made a larger Aron Kodesh. So can you now use the smaller Aron for regular Svarim, for non-Sifrei Torah, for Stam Svarim? Says the Taz, yes. Because the fact that you're not allowed to use something that was used for a Kedusha Chamura instead of for a Kedusha Kala, that's only when the Kli is still Ra'oi for the Kedusha Chamura. So don't use it for a Kedusha Kala if you could still be using it for a Kedusha Chamura. But if it's no longer Ra'oi for the Kedusha Chamura, like in those Kilos where they're not going to put the Sifrei Torah back into that tiny Aron, they now have this massive, magnificent Aron. Why would they put it back in that small cabinet? And if they don't use it for an Aron Katan, it's just going to be empty. It's just not going to be used at all. Better to use for a Kedusha Kala than not to use it at all. So in the Chidushim of the Bechor Shor in Megillah Daf Chavav, he asks on the Taz from this sugya where the Chacham disagree with Rabbi Dosa, and they ask on him from this din that you can't use a Kedusha Kala, something that was, you can't use for a Kedusha Kala that which was used for a Kedusha Chamura. But shouldn't Rabbi Dosa just respond, yeah, I hold that a Kohen Gadol cannot use these begadim anymore. So what are your options? Your options are never use it for anything, or use it for a Kedusha Kala. So why is Rabbi Dosa rejected by the Chachamim? He's saying the exact same svara as the Taz. So that's the major kasha on the Taz. What he's saying is a svara that it wasn't just dreamt up in the days of the Achronim. This is the svara of Rabbi Dosa, and the Chachamim rejected the svara of Rabbi Dosa. So in the Tshuvas, Avnei Zikaron, Chelek Beis and Tzadi Taz, according to Panini Halach over here, he suggests to answer for the Taz that there's a difference between something that's Roy L'Kedusha Kala without any Shinoi and something that you need to be Mishana in order for it to be Roy for a Kedusha Kala. He says the Taz is talking about an Aron where you could put other Svarim in it, Kemo Shehu, that you're not going to have to make any changes in the Aron, no Tikkunim in the Aron. But if you have to be Mishana the Aron at all in order to enable it to accommodate Svarim, then the Taz would admit that it's asa to be Mishana it, because then you are actively being morid it from its previous Kedusha, and better leave it empty than to be morid from its previous Kedusha. And with that, he answers the Kasha of the Bechor Shar, that according to the Chum who argued in Rabbi Dosa, the Avnet that the Kohen Gadol wore is not the same Avnet that a Kohen Hedyot would wear. So it's impossible for a Kohen Hedyot to use it as is. And that's where the Gemara rejects this Svara. If it's impossible to use it as is, and you need to make some sort of tikkun, you need to make some sort of change, that's not okay. The Taz is talking about a case where no tikkunim need to be made. You're allowed you're able to just use the Aron as is, and that's where the Taz says that you can use even that which was designated originally as an Aron Kodesh for regular Svarim shelf. Okay, says the Gemara further now. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shlosha Krisos B'Shalamim Lama. It happens to be there are three separate psukim in the Torah that tells me that if you eat Korban Shlamim B'Tumah, you're Chayiv Kares. There's a pasuk, Emor Aleim L'Dorasechem Kalisha Sheyukrav Mikol Zarachem El-Kachim Sheyakdishu B'nei Yisrael Hashem B'Tumah So Alav. If you eat Kachim while you're Tamei, V'nichrisa Nefeshayim Milfanai Ani Hashem, you're going to be Chayiv Kares. That's Vayikra Perek Chav Beis Pasuk Gimel. Then you have Vayikra Perek Zayin Pasuk Chav V'nefesh Asher Tochal Mibasar Tochal Basar Mizevach Hashlomim Asher LaHashem V'tumaso Olav V'nichrisa Nefeshayim Me'emeha, where it specifies not just Kachim, Shlamim, you eat bituma v'nichsa nefesh, you chayv kares, and then you have a pasuk v'yikra perek zayin pasuk chavalv v'nefesh kisiga b'chol tamei bituma zadam v'heim etvei b'chol shekel samim v'achal mi b'sar zevach hashlamim. Someone who touched tuma and now eats mi b'sar zevach hashlamim ashal Hashem. So shlosha krisos b'shalom lama. Why do I need three separate psukim to tell me a chiv kares by a karban shlamim? So says Gemara, achas l'klal v'achas l'prat. Well, two of them are to tell me a basic klal uprat. So what's the rule when you have klal uprat? Called dover shei b'klal v'yatsa min haklal lo lamid al atzmi yatsa lamid al kol kuli yatsa. I mean, this is not a klal uprat. This is that midah. Something that was b'klal and it was then yatsa min haklal. It's not melamid al atzmo. It's melamid al klal kulo. So it's interesting to actually apply one of these midos that we don't often think about. Right? Klal uprat, klal we use all the time. Klal d'chomer we use all the time. Zer shav we use all the time. So here's one of these midos. What's going on over here? The first pasuk was about eating karbanos. didn't say shlamim. Eating karbanos betuma chayiv karis. Then the second pasuk was not about eating karbanos, but eating karban shlamim betuma. So the what we say that the fact that the Torah in the second place Dafka highlighted that it's about shlamim, so it took it out of the klal. It's being melamed on the first pasuk that we should be makish the first pasuk. Excuse me, to the second pasuk, that just like the second pasuk speaks about a karban shlamim, which is kachim mizbeach, so to the first pasuk when it says eating kachim betumah yichayev kares is only talking about things that are like a shlamim, that are kachim mizbeach like a shlamim. So it limits it to kachim mizbeach. Va'achas l'dvarim shein nechalin. And then you have that third pasuk to tell me that yichayev kares even on those kachim mizbeach that are not royal achila, that like the eitzim, the lavona, the ketores, the inedible kachim mizbeach, that if you eat those betumah yichayev kares as well. But according to Rabbi Shimon, what's the third pasuk for? Rabbi Shimon holds that the inedible kachim mizbeach are not subject to the chiyah for eating betumah. So what's he going to do with the third pasuk? He's going to tell you that there's that the isser of tumah applies even to the chatos apnimios. Why would I assume it doesn't? Sal ketayt chamino halva amar Rabbi Shimon kol sheinam mizbeach chitzon kashlamim ein chayolam aleim mishum pigul. I might have thought that since Rabbi Shimon holds that pigles that chatos apnimios are not subject to pigul, so too mishum tumah nami lo lechayiv, they shouldn't be subject to the tumah either. Kamash malan. That's why I need a special pasuk to tell me that chatos apnimios are included in the chiyuv kares as far as tumah is concerned. So the first two pesukim tell me only kachim is beach. So when it's, even though the first pasuk says all kachim, second pasuk is megala, no, only those kachim that are like shlamim, so it's only kachim is beach. And then the third pasuk is either teaching me, yes, but only those parts of the karban that are edible, or according to Rabbi Shimon, it's teaching me that it applies to chatos apnimios the same way it applies to all other kachim is beach. So now, the Mishnah had said, "Nomer Rabbi Shimon mechayve shadarko lechol," that Rabbi Shimon disagreed with the Tanakhama and holds that you're only chayv and achila betumah on those things that are edible. Things that are not edible, there is no chayv for achila betumah. Now, there are two, when we use those terms, the words achila betumah, there are two separate isurim in the Torah that we could be talking about. We could be talking about that I am tahar, but I'm eating basar, that's tameh, I'm eating kachim, that's tameh, that's nisudar reisa, or we could be talking about another isudaraisa, that I am tameh and I'm eating basar kachim that's tahar. A tameh person is not allowed to eat basar that's tahar. So which of these two isurim daraisa is there a machlokas about? Meaning we have this machlokas between Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon. Does the isur of achila betumah apply to inedible items, to the ketores and the lavona and the eitzim? But which of the Yisurim of Achila Betumah? So Itmar, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shlokesh, Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Chad Mehai Zuzah, V'chad Mehai Zuzah, there are two pairs of Amorayim, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shlokesh, and you have Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina. These are Bali Plukta with each other. So one from each pair holds Chad Omer Machlok, and even though Zuga is really the proper word to use when you describe a pair, Zuza normally means Azuz, it means money, but sometimes Zayin and Gimel, Rabbi Yaakov Emden points out, and it goes in the back of the Gemara, sometimes Zayin and Gimel are interchangeable. So not clear to me why we chose to use Zuza over here as opposed to Zuga, but it means Zuga. That one from each Zug, one from each of these sets of Amorayim, Chad Omer Machlokas Petumas Basar, that the whole Machlokas is, if I'm eating, if I'm tahar, but I'm eating kachim that's tameh, so is there a chiyuv when the kachim that I'm eating is not edible? But if I'm tameh, everyone would hold that if I'm eating something that's an inedible part of kachim mizbeach, that I'm not going to get malkus. And the other of these pair of Amoraim would say that just like there's a machlokas when the kachim is tameh, so too there's a machlokas tanaim when I'm tameh and I'm eating the kachim that is tahar but is not edible. Is there going to be a chiyuv for the tumah. So my taima, why would the chum be mechayev for achila betumas aguf on things that are not royal achiva? Kiven de karina beva basar shayiga b'chaltama. Since we darshan that even by something that's not royal achila, there's still an iser of eating basar kodesh that's tamei. It says basar shayiga b'chaltama. So karina bei, we by something that's ain't a royal achila, we say v'tumasaw alav. We say that there's such a din of v'tumasaw alav that the pasuk is melamed on the iser of achilas kachim b'tumas aguf. Since the chacham hold that the iser of achilas basar Kodesh that's Tamei includes even that which is not Royal Achila, so we could assume that's their Shita in general about Achila B'tumo, even when the Tumma is my Tumma and it's not the Korban's Tumma. Rav Tavyomi Masni Hachi. Rav Tavyomi taught the whole discussion the way we just taught it, but Rav Kahana Masni Hachi. Rav Kahana had a different way of teaching the whole discussion that we just had. Chad mehai zuza v'chad mehai zuza aseifa, that they're not arguing within the shita of the chachamim, they're arguing within the shita of Rabbi Shimon, that chad amar machlokas betumas haguf, that the whole machlokas chachamim and Rabbi Shimon is only when the person is tameh and the basar is tahar, because we don't find by malchus a special riboy for things that are not royal achila. Aval betumas basar, but when the basar is tameh, divrei kol loke. Everyone would say that Yechayiv Malkus. Chad Omer k'machlokas v'zu, kach machlokas v'zu. And the other Shita would say, no, the same machlokas that you have when the person is Tameh, you have the same machlokas when the Basar is Tameh. Good, so the machlokas is, what does Rabbi Shimon hold by the Isra of Tameh when he's eating Kodesh? So that's the machlok is not within the sheet of the Chum, it's only within the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. Amar Rava mistavra command yamar k'machlok z'bezu, kach machlok z'bezu. And Rava just comments that it's most mistaver that they argue in both cases. That according to Rabbi Shimon, you're not chayiv for eating betuma, things that are not royal achila, regardless of whether it's you that's tameh or the kachim that's tameh. My taima. Kiven to lo karina beva to masala love and ichrasa lo karina beva basar shayiga b'chal tamei lo yeyachel. So according to Rabbi Shimon, the things that are not royal achila are simply not included in any of the isurim of tuma. I v'amermar v'abasar l'rabos eitzim u'levona. But didn't we say that there's an extra word in the pasuk of v'abasar to include eitzim u'levona, even though they're not royal achila? So how could you say that Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold of this drasha, and he says that anything that's not royal achila is not included in any sort of isra of tuma? Says Gemara l'psula bi'alma that v'abasar comes to tell me that eitzim u'levona can become pasul b'tuma, but not that there's a chiyuv for eating them. So they're including the Isser, and the way Rashi understands it is the Psula B'Alma is not even that. It's not even a real drasha. It's coming to tell me that Eitzim Levona that became Tameh are Pasul, but you're not Chayiv Malkus for eating them because they're only Pasul Midrabanan. The whole thing is only an Asmachta, and that's why you're not really going to be Chayiv Malkus for eating them. Okay, now next Mishnah. This Mishnah is a very interesting history to this Mishnah, because a lot of the Achronim quote from the Mekubalim that there's some sort of very special segula to say over this Mishnah before Tefillah, when a Chola, before Yitzias Neshama, that to say over this Mishnah. They quote from many of the Chassidish Rebbes, and they quote from a lot of the Mekubalim that Dafka the Mishnah of L'shem Shishudvar Mezevach Nizbach. So I'm not sure what all that's about, but it's something about the fact that this Mishnah highlights a certain Kavanah Lishma, that it highlights a certain sincerity in Avodah. So in times when we're about to engage in a very real encounter with the Ribbono Shel Olam, so this Mishnah is a Mishnah that many tzaddikim used to keep in mind. So L'shem Shishudvarim Hazevach Nizbach. A carbon has to be shechted, and it's Lavdavka, you know, Shechita, it's all the Avodah Saddam, have to have in mind six lishmas, l'shem zevach. You have to be markavit l'shem that zevach and not l'shem some other carbon. L'shem zoveach, you have to have in mind the bala carbon and not some other guy. L'shem Hashem, that you're doing it l'shem Hashem. L'shem ishim, you have to do it al manas that the esham, the mizbeach, is going to devour those parts of the carbon that it's supposed to devour. L'shem reach, that it should be ola reach on the mizbeach. And l'shem nichalach, that it should be a nachas ruach It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara is going to explain where we know all these things from. V'achatos v'asham l'shem chet. And chatos v'asham have an additional requirement that has to be done l'shem chet, for the avera that you're bringing it for. Am Rabbi Yossi, af mishalo haya b'libo l'shem echad mikalelu kosher. Shu tonight based in that even a person who doesn't have in his heart to any of these six things, it's still going to be kosher, because Beis Din was misaki that you shach the carbon stam. You don't have to mention that you're doing lishmo for any of these things. And adraba, better not to mention that you're doing for any of these things, because you might say the wrong thing, and then it's going to be negative kavana, that it's going to be for the wrong thing. So just do it stam, and it's tonight Beis Din takes you the rest of the way. Shein machshava aleches ela achar ha'oved. And even if the bailim has a machshava lishma, if you're having the wrong machshava, if you're saying l'shem the wrong thing, it's not going to be good, because it's the oved that matters. It's not the person, you know, upon whose behalf it's being nevad. Amar Rav Yehuda Rav, how do I know all these dinim? Ola l'shem, ola lafukei l'shem shlam delo. That's how I know l'shem zevach. Ishe l'shem ishim lafukei kevava delo. That it has to be l'shem that it's going to be consumed by the mizbeach. Reach l'shem reach lafukei varm shetzlan vehelan delo. That I have to have kavana to be ola reach, so I can't pre-roast it and then put it on the mizbeach. Amar Rav Yehuda Rav, varm shetzlan vehelan ein ba mishum reach. If you roast them first and then you mala them on the mizbeach, it doesn't create a reach. Nichalach l'shem anachas ruach. It has to make a nachas ruach for HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're doing the ratzon of Hashem. L'Hashem l'shem isha amar v'haya ha'olam. And L'Hashem teaches us that I have to bring the korban olah l'shem the one who said v'haya ha'olam and brought the world into existence. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up an Amar of Yudah Amar Rav.